to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Craig Anderson. Welcome to the first edition of Clan Radio for 2014-15. This is sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Disappointment for Brayhead Clan in the first game of the season as they went down 3-1 to Asiago of Italy. All the goals coming in the third period. In the first, Derek Rail blasted a shot that was hit wide. Vince Barozzi saved from Stefan Meyer, not once but twice later on in the game, and also saved from a Scott Arson slap shot. Meyer fired low into Marozzi's body in the second period, and then Meyer again forcing the Asiago goalie into a terrific save. Kyle Jones had a great save from Kevin De Virgilio, the low shot saved at his near post, and then Lee Salters had one denied from Marozzi after being teed up by man of the match Chris Frank. Lorenzo Cassetti opened the scoring on 44-42, finishing a rebound with an assist by Daniel Borelli. Borelli was the man that made it 2-0, firing into the net with some help from Michele Strazabosco. And then Sean Bentivoglio added a third for Asiago after a good square pass from De Virgilio on 57-24. There was consolation for Ryan Finnerty's men, Matt Haywood teeing up Lee Esters. Esters getting the finish, and Brayhead fans at least having something to cheer about on what was overall a disappointing night. But they'll be back tomorrow for round two of the Aladdin Cup, Brayhead Clan taking on Asiago. Right now we'll get some reaction from the coaches and one or two of the players. Brayhead Clan coach Ryan Finnerty with me now. Ryan, a 3-1 defeat tonight. Just saying to me just before I started the recording, they're a bit rusty.
Oh, obviously to be expected, yeah. We these guys played last night and we've been getting bodies in every day. Stefan Meyer skated for the first time this morning in pregame skate, and I saw a lot of good things. Obviously we got a lot of work to do, but I saw a lot of good things. And shoot a team 19-3 in the second period, you're doing a lot right. I mean, we got to learn to score, but that'll come. Obviously we got no power play units. We're just rolling guys out. Guys are playing in all positions here, trying to get as many looks as I can. And I think in the third there we just died. You can tell we need a few more games, a couple more games, and a good week of training. And it takes a little while to get the legs back. And hopefully Scott Pitt arrives tomorrow morning. We're hopeful to get him in the game in some capacity. But like I said, I thought it was an entertaining game for the fans. It was the first one, and we sent a bit of a message at the end, and that's what we can do this year is we play physical. I thought physicality was good, and that takes a lot out of guys, especially when they're not in game shape, and the guys wanted to impress the fans and play a physical game. And a lot of positives. We got some more guys coming in, obviously running 4D. I thought young Zach Sullivan was outstanding all night for a kid his age. There's a lot of talent there, so a lot of positives. You can't look too much into this because we're we're going to be a million miles better than we were tonight, probably tomorrow, and then build from there. And then once we get our full quota in here, I think this team's got the capabilities of doing some damage.
And what did you learn about Asiago having gone to see them in Dundee last night? I know you were up there watching that game.
Yeah, I mean, they played their backup, which was a big difference. You know, the backup, their backup is nowhere near the level of this kid here. He's a good goalie, made some big saves. You know, they looked a lot more rusty. They're pretty rusty last night and looked a little tired last night compared to tonight. I felt they looked a lot better. But again, these guys, this team's been together for, talked to Parco before the game, for about 6 years. You know, the imports have been together. So this team's been together for 6 years. You know, the same imports, Ulmer, Bentivoglio, those guys, they've been here for quite a while. So, you know, you can tell in their power play they had a bit more. They executed a bit better on their plays. And then that comes, obviously, with continuity, you know. And then our guys here are fairly new. We've got a lot of change. So we'll get down to the next week and we'll start hammering our power play and special teams. But overall, I thought the guys did a good job. Thought it was a good game.
Got the goal at the end there. Lee Esther's finishing one right at the end. Are you concerned you weren't going to find the net tonight?
No, it's the least of my concerns right now. You know, it's all about creating chances. Goals will come. You know, like I said, for two-thirds of that game, they hardly entered our zone, you know, and conditioning comes and everything, you know. So, like I said, you know, you don't outshoot a team like Asiago 19-3 without having a team that can make some noise in this league. And, you know, towards the end, yeah, you know, heads dropped a little bit when they scored, but we came back. And obviously, you know, we're going to fight till the end and play hard. And that's what we emphasized, was playing for a full 60. And it's about conditioning and getting our legs back. And like I said, other than the loss, you know, there's a lot of positives to take out of that.
So into tomorrow now, part two of this doubleheader with Asiago as well. What do you take into tomorrow's game that you've learned from your team tonight?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we want to maybe address a bit more on, try to get a bit, you know, if there's going to be that many penalties. I mean, that was a lot of penalties and a lot of special teams. We want to kind of execute on our breakout a bit more, on our transition. We want to continue to hammer home what things that we need to do with our transition, and then you know, our special teams will come. You know, whether it come tomorrow or next week, they take some time. You know, and you want to get your units, and obviously we still have guys coming in. You know, and we got Kavanaugh's a big power play defenseman. Obviously Pitter is a power play guy, so you know, we want to solidify two good units, and it's tough when the guys aren't here. But no, I think, you know, our game plan, our goal was to be in better shape tomorrow than we were today, and then on Monday than we were on Sunday. And you know, it's all about getting conditioned. Can't play this game if we're not in shape, and it takes a while to get your legs going. You know, it doesn't matter what you do in the summer, it takes a few games to get those legs and get that feeling under you again, and that's what the exhibition season's about. And plus, we want to put a good show on for our fans, and I think they appreciate it tonight. I think they can see, you know, we were trying to play physical, we were trying to play a bit meaner, and that, you know, obviously we want to mix that with a bit of scoring too. So, but like I said, a lot of positives, happy with it. Move on to tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
You bet.
Kyle Jones, a disappointing 3-1 defeat tonight. Were you disappointed those three goals get past you in the end?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, that was the difference between the win there. You know, we peppered their goal. He had a great game. I think, you know, they just got a couple chances there in the third and they buried him. So that was the difference.
Getting that first game out of the way is always important. It helps with sharpness. That's what the coach was saying. Your sharpness maybe isn't quite there yet, but plenty of positives to take.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I thought we had a great effort, that's for sure. Asiago's a quick team and they make a lot of passes, and you know, they just connected on a few late there, and you know, but these games are good to get the kinks out and shake the rust off a little bit and get ready for the season that starts next week.
Now that you've played them tonight, you're going to play them tomorrow as well. Does the fact you've already played them now help, and it's fresh in the memory when you step out onto the ice again tomorrow?
I think so. You know a little bit more about what to expect, and that's the same with any team. So I think if we go and play our game plan again and hopefully gets a lot of shots like we did today, hopefully we can get some by this guy.
What was it like to be back in front of the fans again? They were certainly noisy and making a little bit of an atmosphere.
Yeah, it was great. stepping on the ice at the start there, you could definitely feel the goosebumps, so it was fun.
So looking ahead to tomorrow then, are you confident of revenge? That's the right word?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, any loss stings, especially at home, and this one's no different. So we got to come out and beat them tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Kev.
Yep.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.